Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I'm joined by my friend James.
Hello.
And my friend Paul.
Hello.
How are you both?
Yeah, I'm alright. I've had a bit of a...
You had a bad week?
Yeah, I've been quite ill, unfortunately.
Is it like Nora or a cold or something?
So I live with a doctor, and he, expert diagnosed, he narrowed it down to either Nora, but he doesn't think Nora, or Salmonella. So right. We're going with Salmonella.
And so what, have you been eating some dodgy food?
Yes, I mean, it came about from Monday night. We think it was the turkey. So there was some turkey which was quite near date, and I cooked it in what was, in retrospect, far too small a pan.
How much turkey are we talking?
Like four turkey steaks sliced in a pan that was probably good for sort of one fried egg.
Right.
Which fit comfortably in there.
You cooked a lot of old turkey in a small egg pan.
Headline level, that's what happened, and then lots of other things.
It's very apt for Thanksgiving week, isn't it? It's like piling.
I'm not sure it's quite how the Americans do it.
Yeah.
A very British tribute to the Thanksgiving meal. Well, you're on the mend now. You look fine.
Yeah, I can hold down solids, I can move.
We've shared a lot of information about you already today with the listeners.
Yeah, let's go on to Paul.
First time listeners, we don't always do a sort of a kick off with a check in on.
How was everyone? Oh, my knees are aching. No, good.
It's got a bad knee.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we've got news to cover, chaps. So, and there's only one way to cover it, and that's with the facts.
Facts.
The facts. So, it was a big week in British politics this week. It was the budget. Always an exciting episode. Well, this might be the news. The budget special. I think we've done one before. So, there was a lot of pressure on Philip Hammond going into this budget. There's clearly him and Theresa May haven't been getting on. And it doesn't sound like he's got any friends in the cabinet or government, pretty much. Old spreadsheet Phil.
Mm.
Traditionally seen as a safe pair of hands, but now I think he's seen a bit as an Eeyore, a bit of a complainer.
No.
Because he's still quite remainy, you know?
Mm. He's still there. He's still remaining as well.
Yeah.
Which for Theresa May's current cabinet is like pretty impressive in itself.
Doesn't work for all that, the hard Brexiteers. So has he got away with it? Has he done an okay job with the budget?
Well, I mean, during the week I'm a comedy promoter and it did seem like he was pitching directly to the... He put in maybe four or five comedy jokes.
Really?
Yeah. I heard about this.
He had a Top Gear joke
for
Clarkson. It was based on electric cars. And he had said, it was like, oh, I know. He was like, we want to put in, it was a couple of hundred million into having more charging stations for electric cars around the country.
Right.
In the next 20 years or whatever. And he said, oh, I know Jeremy Clarkson disagrees with this. And it's not the first time he's had some complaint from Hammond and May. Referring to himself and Theresa.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
He's a guy who shouldn't make jokes, isn't he?
I mean, the one thing I will say in his defence is that, tough crowd, right?
Yeah.
Gotta try and loosen them up. And B, I feel like, so what I was reading about the budget, people were like, oh, you know, it wasn't very exciting. It was a very dull budget. And I'm like,
what do they want?
Well, so I mean, like, I think you're looking for excitement in the wrong places, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the budget, the shipping forecast, these are not things that you go to and expect a thrill ride.
Yeah.
It's going to be numbers, it's going to be facts. So I feel like he's maybe felt the pressure of that and gone, shit, yeah. I need to add some...
I totally agree. I think it's like a big problem with modern politics is how politicians have tried to make themselves too entertaining. And especially people like Blair, it's just like, I would much prefer to probably have, if they're doing the budget in particular... And at this kind of, quite volatile time, just to like, just stick to...
Just say what the plan is. Just read out a plan.
I think there's one exception to that, and I think Boris Johnson genuinely doesn't try to do any of the stuff that happens to him.
Yeah, he's
I think he's just a bull in a china shop.
The more we keep him away from actually being the foreign secretary,
that's kind of baffling.
But there was also, there was props, wasn't there? He brought cough sweets.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a continuation of the comedy thing, and I was like, did I miss it when he did like a Tommy Cooper routine?
There was a juggling section.
put a fez on
it. What did he do with the cough? Was that like a dig at Theresa May with her like whole coughing
thing? Yeah, kind of like showing how we still get on.
Yeah.
fucking ate her, but still.
Pack of cyanide.
So, yeah, one of them, I think maybe she brought the sweets, and so it was a planned gag between the two of them. She got the strepsils out, being like, oh.
They're not like, you know, they're not Lauren and Hardy, they're not Reeves and Mortimer. What are they?
No, there's a lot of Deadwood there, as opposed to. You got the straight man and the straight man. She looks like she's died.
Dull cop.
Yeah. So, I'm now trying to think of a funny Tory, but no, that's. No. It's just not a thing, is it? So what stood out to you both on this budget?
Stamp duty.
Stamp duty was probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So on any first-time buyers, and they have to be first-time, there won't be any stamp duty to pay on properties up to £300,000. So usually anything up to £250,000, you pay 2%. Stamp duty, and anything up to £500,000, you pay 5%. So for first time buyers, you could say make a £5,000 saving if you're looking to buy in London, which is, you go, yeah, that is really good. Does it
make either of you more inclined to want to buy a flat?
No, because the fact of the matter is I can't afford a deposit. It's very well saying you're not going to have this offer, and it is good. And if there's people in positions where they can buy, and outside of London, it probably is more of an incentive to first-time buyers.
Where 300 is a more likely amount to spend on a flat.
When there's no affordable housing really being built,
yeah,
that's just kind of like, oh, that's really great. And if I was suddenly, my wages went up a huge amount, that would be a really good thing. And I certainly know people who that will help, and having that saving is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good, but what I think people are speculating is going to happen is that this is just going to lead to a knock-on, small increase in the cost of properties, as people go, oh, wait a minute, they're not paying the £5,000 stamp duty anymore, we'll whack that onto the property, and it just ends up going into people's mortgages, so it's an easy win now.
Well, something which is more relatable to me, because I'm going to be renting for the foreseeable, I imagine, is so in January it becomes illegal to have card payment charges. So at the shops, you know, when it's like anything less than a tenner, you get 50p on it, or when you buy flights and they charge £3 using a credit card or whatever.
Yeah.
Those are going to be banned. It was initially in the EU directive, which the government have then taken on. So from January onwards, it won't do. And that's another thing which you go, ostensibly, that looks really good. Because you're like, yes, next time I buy a bottle of wine at 3 a.m. out of last night, I'm not going to get charged 50p on it.
Yeah.
But instead, obviously, all the shops will just factor that into the cost.
Yeah. So it's
the
just
prices.
I mean, if I'm really honest, that's one that doesn't bother me, particularly at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know.
By that point, it's all just damage collateral.
But I think with like the bigger car payment charges.
Sure.
One of those things. And it's also another thing, which is, again, with this, which is aimed at appeasing younger people and poorer people, because that's something which is a gripe.
It was sort of the biggest challenge for Phil going into the budget was this. How do we appeal to potential home buyers and younger people? I mean, there's ever been more of like a correlation in renters going for Labour and homeowners going for Tories. So if they can get more people owning homes, then great. But I think the stamp duty, the other issue with the stamp duty is I thought the complaint about stamp duty is that it's disincentivizing older people, the baby boomers who want to downsize. But why would you downsize if you're going to be charged to downsize with stamp duty?
Sure.
And so if they tackled that then sort of has the domino effect of freeing up homes for families, and then younger people can actually go in the smaller flats.
Yeah, I'd say that's something. I think with downsizing, if older people are looking at downsizing, then that won't necessarily be of too much use to young people trying to get on it, because that would, you'd imagine that the size of the house is something that they wouldn't be able to afford.
I'm wondering if they're like the knock-on effects, and then everyone moves, everyone gets a house.
Everyone gets a house. I think a problem with, and there's just not enough affordable houses being bought, or starter houses. The government, it's a weird connection that the government has with house building, because they don't really directly build houses.
Yeah. But
obviously, they can incentivize it and stuff. And it was like, I was reading David Cameron made a policy promise in 2014 that they were going to build 100,000 starter homes. Right. And then a year later, George Osborne doubled that.
Right.
So 200,000. And then as of last week, not a single home has been built.
They're just, okay, it's like one of those politics things where they say it and they come out and they wear a hard hat and everyone thinks, oh, George, George has got this.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Then, yeah, the Osborne and the hard hat. And also, I think it's one where it's like, if the government can't actually follow through on it, it's the fact that they're making the promises, which is really grating in budgets. And Hammond's come out and said they're going to be building a huge amount of affordable housing, but if it hasn't been done so far, I don't imagine.
Well, I guess another promise that was sort of said, talked about a lot in the manifesto for the general election, that Theresa May talked a lot about social care, and that seems to be sort of the missing.
Do you see how angry Corbyn got?
He got very loud.
Jeez, I thought he was going to hop over the desk and start glassing the front row of the cabinet. It was insane.
He got very loud.
Yeah.
But it's kind of in a Corbyn way. James, you look like a dog watching traffic.
I mean, we talked about this before, and Paul was like, oh, I've done a bit of research. And I was like, I've also done a bit of research. It turns out our definitions of a bit of research are very different, because my research was the budget, was I read, and I thought it was a good article because it was in the Financial Times and it was, you know, what the budget means to you.
Yeah,
me being someone who spends most of their money on booze, Pret and novelty t-shirts.
Yeah.
And the stamp duty thing, there was a bit about that. I mean, to be honest, my biggest insight on the stamp duty thing is more of an amusing anecdote that my sister didn't know what it was the first time she bought a house and she had a tantrum and it was really funny.
That's
as much as I can contribute to the stamp duty discussion at this stage. And I feel like the rest of this section, I'm going to be quite quiet and I'm just going to nod a lot.
Well, one thing that they also got in with young people in mind is that they're bringing in a new rail card, a 25 to 30. Well,
they're extending the eligibility.
Yeah, so from...
Now, this interests me.
Yeah, this is the thing, though. It's like, again, this is... You go, oh, that's great, because rail travel is, like, ludicrously expensive.
Yeah.
And it's until you, like, renationalise the railways, which is something that I personally feel they should be doing.
sure.
You go, okay, well, that's good, but it's also like, oh, there you go, young people, like, if you can't... You can't afford a house. It's like, here, at least you can travel around the country off peak for a third less.
You have to buy a young person's rail card anyway,
don't
you?
It's 30 quid. It does, after you make like 5 journeys, depending on the length of the
journey. We've also been shafted in this, right? Because we've missed most of that now. Like I think I've got the most, right? I've got about a year and a half of that if it comes in right now.
Mm. Yeah, if it's in the new year, I'm out.
Yeah.
Livid.
Unless you can get one of those, what you do with your other young person's rail card, which when you get to 26, you buy a 3-year one and you still get it.
Yeah, I remember that trick.
Again, no one told me.
I also know somebody who can forge them. So,
okay,
if you want hooking up.
So,
podcast people,
listen a bit.
If you're a member of the police force, don't get in touch.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
What a sideline to have.
Imagine getting banged up for that.
Forging
young people's rail cards.
Hardest game in the world, that. The frauding the rail cards game.
Ah, jeez. The amount of money that costs this country.
So Corbyn is very angry about the lack of social care being talked about.
Has there ever been a Tory policy announced that he's not been angry about?
He got really shouty on this one.
Yeah, like really shouty. I do think, I agree with him that social care is a huge thing. The budget overall, if you look at it and you go, there's not any particular huge clangers in it. There was talk about whether he was going to tax the very wealthy anymore, and they've kind of just been left alone a little bit. And it was about how can you try and win back some favour with young people, and it seems he's put some policies in place.
Yeah.
And particularly going for the kind of... He knows he's not going to get the like ardent left, like young, who are the majority of people who are going to be renting for a long time. But those who are flirting around with the idea of being able to get onto the housing ladder,
is
something that might swing it.
Yeah.
I saw something about pensions.
Went for the top level article, didn't you?
Something about protected pensions, which, again, something where I have an almost childlike understanding of sort of what it is and what it does.
Yeah.
I know I put money into it and that at some point I'll get that back.
As someone who is semi-self-employed, pensions is something which I do embarrassingly bury my head in the sand about. I'm like, I'll deal with that when I'm 60, 75.
This is a problem
80.
For future Paul.
When I stop working at 92 years old,
yeah,
and have enough for essentially a 2-week holiday before I die, I'll deal with it.
Oh, the 2-week holiday pension.
Yeah, I've saved up 1,200 quid, and that's
Zanti, here I come.
Oh, well, other things that might appeal to you, James, about this budget is frozen alcohol duty. Apart from on the high strength white cider.
Hang on a sec. Mm. Okay, right, yeah. So when you said that, I read that as sort of like frozen margaritas.
He's introduced a new...
What you actually mean is he's put a freeze on any increase
yeah,
in the alcohol
tax. It's not just daiquiris and margaritas.
Imagine that if Phil Hammond's doing the budget speak, dressed as Tom Cruise and Cocktail, just along the front of the table in the middle, just like pouring out frozen margaritas.
If you like pina coladas...
Jeremy, you look really angry. Try this. Yeah, that's mint.
This martini will take the edge off your day. He's spending another 2.8 billion on the NHS up until 2022. That doesn't sound like enough from very little I know.
I actually watched a program on this or read an article or something.
Was it the news?
Something like it was the news.
Good sitcom.
They said they needed 4 billion. Mm. So
but the banker,
that's a whole 1.2 more than they promised.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't.
What happened to the hospital a week program that they put on a bus?
Yeah, I mean the £350 million. Yeah, that's not coming back.
Well, I want to say the leader of the NHS, but that just doesn't sound like.
Oh, the guy who spoke at the conference. Steve,
yeah, he did a big thing about basically like holding them to that promise and saying, "You put it on a bus."
Yeah, he said it wasn't an election pledge, but it was something which, if you're part of, a Brexiteer, and if you kind of got into power through that, then it is something you do have to follow through on, because it might not be something that you promised as a Conservative you're going to do, but if you're running a campaign on that and people have been voting for that, then that is something you have to look at and you have to go with, which is a kind of fair enough point.
Maybe the rule is if you put it on a bus, it's an idea you're thinking about, whereas if you put it on a t-shirt, then it's definitely going to happen.
I think so. If you put on a hat,
it's signed, sealed and delivered on the hat.
Make the NHS great again.
Yeah.
But if it's just on a bus, lots of things on buses. That's a very salient point for me there. James Anderson selling multivitamins, that's on a bus.
Yeah.
But you don't see people getting irate about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know where we're going with that.
Yeah, but, me neither.
But yeah, so a budget without clangers. I think Phil's going to get to keep his job.
Yeah.
For as long as all the Tories get to keep their job, we can.
It was kind of weird. Like, the complaint from the city is that it's dire and, like, growth is slowing. It just keeps on going down. They promised a rate of growth, which they're not going to get.
Yeah.
Considering what Theresa May has had to deal with in terms of, like, Priti Patel.
Yeah.
And Johnson and Gove.
Does no one else find it insane when, like, I know I get why they do it, obviously, because it's a very appealing thing for a lot of people, but promising a rate of growth, considering, like, the complexity of economic factors, is anyone in a position to do that? Like, there's so many volatile things in a market that could affect that.
This comes back to the same thing with the bus in terms of, like, people want big, sweeping, positive statements from politicians.
Fun,
like, they
bus
still want
slogans.
That. And there's so much, nuance is the enemy of politics at the moment, because no one wants to go like, oh, this is a very tricky, constantly changing situation and we're trying a bit. It might be that we're going to have like more austerity and the growth isn't going to go at such a rate and we can't actively predict it, and people go, no, I've already turned off.
That'd be my dream.
Yeah.
To just have someone go, look, it's absolutely crazy. There's a million different things that can happen. We're just going to try our best.
Just someone to say it's a constantly changing situation and we're going to have to we can't make big pledges right now.
Yeah.
We're going to have to change them and just keep you informed of what's happening. But obviously that doesn't satisfy a voter. They're like, no.
Well, the problem is, if every politician, if they all went, right, everyone, get in a room, no one make any ridiculous promises, and we'll just, we'll debate based on who's got the good ideas that are actually realistic.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be, the Trump who goes, I can, bring the moon to Earth and make it a theme park.
Yeah.
And it's
I would vote for that.
Both sides are guilty of it. One of the biggest news stories that went viral this week was the Tories have voted that animals can't feel pain. Which
I saw this,
and like, I mean,
oh, maybe the sentience thing.
Maybe we're not big fans of Tories, but do we actually think the Tories voted for that, or do we think that's the independent getting a bit carried away?
Yeah,
I don't know. I put nothing past the Tories.
Yeah,
I imagine they've tested the theory quite a lot.
I think if Benjamin Netanyahu had told Priti Patel that animals can't feel pain, she probably would have said animals can't feel pain.
She'd be buying it.
Yeah, she'd be buying it.
Well, congratulations, Phil, for keep holding on to your job. You'll make it now into
Spreadsheet
the new
Phil.
Year. Spreadsheet Phil strikes again.
Yeah.
And thank you both for helping me navigate the facts.
Task Force.
So, I've not had a call.
Oh, wow.
I'm coming to you directly for help.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
This is dire straits.
What's happened?
I basically... I need an intervention or something.
Okay. But if it's around how to kick turkey, I'm not your guy.
Yeah.
No, the turkey is fine. It's Black Friday.
Ah, okay.
This tradition that's come as a result of Thanksgiving.
Did you get swept up in it?
I'm getting carried away. I'm getting swept up. I'm a marketing person's dream.
Oh, no.
I see a countdown of time running out on a price... And I have to get it. This is how I bought 90 dishwasher tablets. I don't need those. Just because it was £10 off.
I mean,
the remaining...
You don't even have a dishwasher. it's very ambitious of you.
His name's Jerry. I don't need... What am I going to do with a slow cooker? That's on its way.
Oh, now, that good. I actually think is a good investment. Mm. I got really into slow cooking for a period last year.
Really?
Yeah,
About 8 to 12 hours.
I like it. It's like a conventional joke.
Yeah. Got it off Phil Hammond.
but all I'm going to end up cooking in it is baked beans, I can tell.
Right, I mean, first of all, don't do that, because you'll ruin the beans and the cooker. Is that the limit of your ambition, beans?
Can you not even put the baked beans in?
Sausage out of beans?
If you're making a stew or something, you could probably put some beans in it. But just putting beans in themselves, they're going to dry out incredibly quickly. I think something which cooks in about 2 minutes, you don't want to be putting in a slow cooker.
Right, okay. I thought it might just make a really tender bean.
I mean, if you actually think, have you ever overcooked beans just in a pan? They turn to mush.
Yeah, quite regularly.
And that can happen in, you know, 20, 25 minutes over a sort of 4 hour period.
You want to tenderise something, which...
Yeah.
Just put meat in it, Rory.
Okay. Meat and some sauce and it will be fine.
So anyway, I mean, this is an example. I don't even know what I'm buying. At one point I was looking at engine oil. I can't drive. Again, it was just because there was 20 minutes left on it. I didn't know what I was looking at.
My mate WhatsApped me yesterday because he was in bed and he was looking at 3D printers just to see how much they were. And I dropped his phone onto his chest and one click purchased a £500 3D printer. You can obviously cancel it.
That is
but
so
he was just
terrifying.
Like, he was just like, it's on its way. It's like,
oh, it's printing its own journey.
Yeah.
So basically, I imagine, have either of you bought into this?
I had this idea to do all my Christmas shopping on Black Friday and save a load of money. And then I realised why I always leave Christmas shopping so late is that I just don't really know what anyone in my family likes.
Yeah.
So I panicked and got my dad, one of the Amazon Echo Dot things, mini Alexas.
So
he doesn't listen to the show then?
Yeah, no.
Are we safe?
I am confident that this will never get to him. And I also got him the Grand Tour book, which was quite difficult for me because I really hate Clarkson. But
yeah.
I know he likes him, so you're welcome.
Phil Hammond, Teresa. And Ken Clark. Travelling around.
But I don't know what he's going to do with it because, you know, he's not a Luddite. He understands technology. But I also just don't think that he's got, you know, enough going on in his life that he's not on top of it as it stands.
You can use it for turning lights on and off, can't you?
He's also, you know, he's not in the shape of his life. I don't want to take
getting
up to turn on the light out of his routine. I don't think he needs that.
Maybe you could program the Amazon thing to remind him to work out.
That's a good idea. Should we just change this into actually what we can use Amazon Alexa for down my
And this episode is sponsored by Hello Alexa. So, Paul, have you got involved in the Black Friday?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Okay, so you're the person I need to speak to. How are you keeping, how are you keeping away from it? How have you not just sort of...
Oh, I'll tell you why. They're great positioning it like the last Friday of the month, but not the one I get paid on.
Right. Okay. So it's
just... great way of doing that, being like, oh, look at all these offers. Like, unless they're £1. Unless I've got a yellow sticker on them and they're in Tesco in the reduce section.
Okay.
I am not...
So you're just not eligible for Black...
Also, I don't know, I don't do that much online shopping.
Yeah.
And the idea of going to Oxford Street or anywhere yesterday just filled me with absolute dread.
Yeah.
I'd never do it in person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Have you seen videos?
I've seen videos of people in America fighting over TVs.
It started to happen in the UK, and like Tesco and Lidl, things have been kicking off.
What I might do next year, I think, would be, you know, get some popcorn, a couple of beers, go down to a Lidl, maybe find a chair and just watch the sort of the chaos unfold. Because I do, you know, without sounding horrible, I do quite enjoy watching other people lose their shit over stuff.
The things that I'm willing to fight over, like a slightly reduced Samsung TV.
Yeah, not worth it.
What would it take for you? You know, let's say you and me walk into a Lidl. Up ahead, there's a...
Oh gosh, that is a good one.
Some really positive.
Some good cowboy boots.
I'd love to see you both fight over some cowboy boots.
Don't have any, and also just...
This is that, because I would also see them and go, I must have them. Not sure when I'll ever wear them. Not planning on going to the Wild West anytime soon, but...
And I'll be dead before Paul gets them.
Something that is funny to watch someone fight over, I think. Right. I mean, watching two people like try and like tear a TV apart is quite funny.
A slinky would be
exactly a stretch Armstrong.
Yeah,
perfect.
That would be really fun.
That'll keep them busy for ages.
A rope used for tug of war. That would be another good one to fight every Black Friday.
A group activity.
Yeah,
I'd really like sort of, you know, like one of those big Kinect sets, but the box splits and then they're all scrambling over the individual bits of Kinects.
Yeah. Pick up sticks would be good.
Just turn it into Home Alone, the marbles.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about next year, because basically I want to lead a backlash against Black Friday.
It's really got pervasive this year.
Has it gone too far?
As in, so I am, you know, if you go on Amazon, fair enough, you're going into Lion's Den, you're going to see it all. You made this mistake, you ended up buying dishwasher tablets, slow cookers.
Avoid the lightning deals page, that's all.
To an extent, I have limited sympathy with you, because you went into that with your eyes open, and you must have known what was going to happen. I've had this year... places that I thought I was safe. So I got a text from... So we have friends who live in Tunbridge Wells. I got a text from a gym in Tunbridge Wells that I went to once and had obviously got my number going, Black Friday, Black Friday. I had three subsequent texts. I'm obviously not going to sign up to that gym, but I felt a bit like, just, you know, leave me alone. I'm not...
Yeah.
That's coming to you. Black Friday's chasing you.
It's coming. It's hunting down my door. Next year, I'm going to have someone... you know, from this gym in Tunbridge Wells, turn up at my house.
Door knocking.
I know you live over 70 miles away. Just wanted to double check that you're not going to...
Would you be interested in £2 less a month?
Yeah, come on. It's a great deal.
It's like Halloween. Halloween used to just be something which was like... It's another American thing which came over and then has been taken in a big way.
Uh-oh.
And I unsubscribe from most spam emails from places, but I keep one going, which is this USB... It's like a personalised USB maker. We'll get some USB sticks made once for work. And they, each holiday, even if it's just like a bank holiday madness at usbmaker.com, and it's like, Halloween one is my favourite. It's like, spooky deals on USB sticks.
You'll be afraid to miss out on these.
I really like that. But yeah, Black Friday is just absolutely everywhere now.
It's out of control. So how do we persuade people to not do it?
I don't know. I think it's one... It's tricky. I'm always kind of like bemused by people who are buying loads and loads of stuff for themselves this close to Christmas, which is such a weird thing.
I don't know why I'm doing it.
I mean, when you say buying... like, I buy stuff for myself in the run-up to Christmas as well.
Sure.
Most a good chunk of my Christmas shopping is for me.
It's like massive TVs when people are like, oh, it's Christmas, notoriously the most expensive time of the year. So they're going to go like, oh, I'll get a Black Friday deal on my £700 TV.
And that explained to the kids.
Yeah, why. Sorry, kids. No, you can't have a bag. This year's dad gift. Spunked it on a massive TV.
This year's gift is which imagination.
Yeah, you can't watch it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's in the adult room.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do we have to come up with our own rival day? Like Purple Wednesday? I don't know what happens on Purple Wednesday.
Everyone drinks Vimto.
Purple Ronnie becomes real for what? For 24 hours?
Oh, it could be the patron saint of Purple Day.
I don't know, golden. No, that sounds.
Are you just going to say days and colours until you get one that lands?
Until you go, guys, yeah, that's the one.
I suppose with all things, like with Christmas, when everyone goes, oh, it's just become a massive consumer thing, you go, we've got to get back to the spirit of Christmas. Yeah. And then Black Friday is...
Think about the true meaning of Black Friday.
The true meaning of Black Friday. Well, I suppose it's the day after Thanksgiving, isn't it? So in the US, if we're going to adopt anything from the US, instead of taking on Black Friday, why don't we take on Thanksgiving? Where instead of maybe just getting all your family around, you could get all your mates around, have a nice big dinner, you can cook loads of turkey in a small pan.
Yeah. But I find I find Thanksgiving kind of strange. I mean, obviously I get why it's an American tradition, but it just feels like a pre-Christmas.
How do they get anything done?
Which actually, maybe is not the worst idea. Like
pre-Christmas is probably a good one, in the same way you can have a rehearsal dinner for a wedding. If you had a pre-Christmas and you did it with your family, you get rid of all of the stuff they're not allowed to say on Thanksgiving.
I don't know, I just think they'd say it twice in my family.
Yeah, that is true. They would say it once and be like, that was really good. I'll riff on that next time.
That really got a rise.
Yeah.
The other thing about Thanksgiving is you spend like the whole thing that you have this meal and then you all share why you're all thankful for stuff. And then the next day you go, yeah, that was all good, but I really need shitloads of stuff.
Need to go down to Walmart and punch a neighbour in their face or I get a bigger TV.
Yeah, I just really need to go spend money on happiness. So
dishwasher tablets.
Yeah, and some Tupperwares I'm never going to fill.
No, you can never have too many Tupperware.
Really?
Okay. You'll lose them, mate. Specifically the lids.
Yeah.
They do go well with the slow cooker, though, because you can make some lovely dinner for the week.
Yeah, sounds fab. I've saved money.
Maybe we don't need to wean you off Black Friday.
It pays for itself.
Perhaps we need to get you going even harder into Black Friday.
Go deep. Well, this.
Well, that could be. We could try and overload it. That's maybe the solution for next year.
I'll just buy all the things.
Yeah.
And that'll be the end.
Rory will bankrupt the world economy. He'll own everything.
People will only stop once it gets to... when it just doesn't become worth it for them anymore, does it? So
yeah, maybe we just need to rename it, like Spend Money Friday and make people realise what it is, or Poor Friday.
I mean, you're poor, the name like Black Friday doesn't sound good, does it?
Doesn't sound that great, yeah, to begin with. It sounds pretty ominous.
Like, yeah, it sounds like something incredibly dark is going to happen.
Yeah, like there's going to be a big financial crash.
Yeah.
Could happen on Black Friday.
Yeah. Which actually, I guess, for every individual is true. They're like, I woke up and I had X amount of money, I now have none.
Yeah.
Do we think that we're in danger of any other American traditions coming over here? If we've got Halloween, you're saying, is clearly getting a bit mad.
Well, Trump's been threatening for a while, but putting off his trip. No longer invited by. I don't know. I mean,
we're never going to take Independence Day, because obviously that was from us.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're ever going to be like,
let's celebrate that one.
Yeah.
We should just continue celebrating every other day apart from July the 4th. When we had America.
And then we have a national day of mourning then.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we gave them a lot of traditions, like kicking out people who lived in that country before them.
Yeah.
We were very good at that.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, I think, was kind of based on a Puritan tradition, wasn't it? And there's actually quite a lot of like other similar... I also looked into Thanksgiving as part of this. Randomly, Liberia also celebrates
it. Really?
It's like Canada, America, a few of the Caribbean islands, and then Liberia.
One of my favourite things is that the president gets to pardon a turkey.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means the turkey doesn't get killed.
So, I mean, presumably there's lots of other turkeys that also don't get killed, but there's one where they make a real song and dance. Obama used to do it really well. He used to make loads of, like, kind of terrible but kind of great turkey dad jokes.
Right.
Whereas Trump has just made it really sort of profoundly creepy.
is there video footage of it?
Yeah, there's a bit where you're going, can I touch it? And then everyone's being like, oh my God, Trump respects turkeys more than women.
Yeah.
Oh, he grabbed the turkey, did he? Okay, so do we think that's going to come over here?
I just don't think we were ever going to make that kind of weird fanfare for a turkey.
Theresa May, like, pardoning a goose on Christmas morning. I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, I can't see it.
She can pardon one of the cabinet. It gets to keep keep their job. But
I guess, are there any that we want?
Let's flip it. I like a parade as much as the next person.
I do like a parade. I would like to see more parades.
The Macy's Day Parade. We could have the
Woolworths. Is that the one Ferris
parade.
Bueller dances
Woolworths,
in?
Woolworths isn't the thing
anymore. Woolworths is gone.
Which is the one Ferris Bueller dances in? Is that the Macy's Day one?
Yeah.
Let's have that one. I like that one.
He'd
like
to have a day to pick up, take off, didn't he?
Yeah. If you're going to take any day off, do it when there's a parade in town that you can dance on.
Wait, no, it can't be Thanksgiving because everyone's got Thanksgiving off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I have to think about this. I mean,
that film has a lot of plot holes, if that's the case.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, so I don't think it was billed as a gritty and realistic study of what would happen if you took a day off school.
I'm not sure what Americans do that I would be like, yeah, I really, really want that. You know, there's not that much that I feel that jealous of.
I feel like the Labor Day weekend in August, I guess that's kind of our bank holiday in August, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently 4th of July is a really good one.
Okay, why don't we take 4th of
July? Do we have an Independence Day? When did the Romans leave?
Also, what's quite good about Independence Day? We became independent of them as well.
I think that's it. We take 4th of July and good riddance.
We might have been bumped, but we're owning it.
Yeah. Our choice.
It wasn't
the decision. You can't find me, I quit.
I celebrate the day you broke up with me as well. Yeah, it was the best day of my life, actually.
Yeah. I think it's just, and then you just need fireworks. So it's quite an easy one to manage.
I think also,
and we can fire them at the US.
Especially now that they've got Trump, we're much more vindicated in it. Like, oh, is it going well?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
You sure you made the right choice?
Oh, you split up with us, did you? You moved in with that bitch.
Yeah. What do you think of these sparklers?
We've got Theresa May, so we're much happier.
Smug. Well, that's all we've got time for on Task Force. I don't know what... I mean, we ended up talking about fireworks and Theresa May.
Yeah, I don't think we've helped you. Maybe next year, just on the Thursday, if you give me a call, I'll just lock all of your electronic
devices.
Keep
you busy.
Yeah. We'll take you to the country. We'll take you somewhere remote.
Okay. Just a couple of Xanax. Sleep right through.
Sounds delightful. Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Quiz?
The quiz. You ready?
Always.
You're seasoned quizzes, you know the system here.
We've quizzed.
You've quizzed. Question one. Who claimed to be Time Person of the Year?
James. Trump.
Yeah.
Any question that starts with who claimed to be? he
said he was probably...
He said, I'm probably going to be Time Person of the Year this year. And then Time sort of tweeted, the president is misinformed about the process.
Nice. Kim Jong-un.
Yeah,
I mean, could be.
Just got that hair.
It could be. Question number two: Doncaster Council has been getting the public to help name its new diggers.
Yeah.
Can you name me one of the names that was selected?
Paul, I did. So, I knew them. I can name some of the ones that they already had.
Yeah.
Like Usain Salt, which was great.
That's incredible.
Britney Spears, Brad Grit.
Yeah,
that's one good. Of the new ones was Incy Wincy Teeny Weeny. It was something like that.
I'm going to give you a point.
Gritsy Wincy, Gritsy Witsy,
Gritsy Bitsy,
Gritsy Bitsy, Incy Weeny, Yellow. Something machiney.
Yeah, Gritsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Anti-Slip Machiney.
Such a
fantastic
good name.
Can you tell me some of the other names?
And then the other winner was David Plowey.
That was nice. It, yeah.
So, Doncaster Council knows how to have fun.
More of that.
They've been given a small brief and they've really run with it. Question number three. There was a stampede on Oxford Circus yesterday due to a terrorist scare that sort of turned out to just be two guys having a Barney.
Yeah.
Which pop star was accused of triggering the whole thing?
Oh no.
James. I'm going to go with an English one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say him because I saw a poster of him on the Tube earlier. Niall Horan.
Paul? It was not.
Can we get a gender clue?
It's a male British pop
Harry
star.
Harry Styles?
No. It was Ollie Mears.
Yeah.
It was Ollie Mears. Ollie tweeted, "Fuck, everyone get out of Selfridges now. Gunshots. I'm inside." I mean, that's a lot to tweet in one tweet, really.
When you said was accused of sort of starting the stampede, I thought it meant because everyone had seen them. I was about to question whether or not Ollie Mears had that kind of clout.
Ollie Mears had seen a gap in the market for news to be provided by uninformed pop stars and really went with the idea.
Twitter's the worst.
It started badly, and then say obviously that caused Piers Morgan to call him out, saying he was dangerous. I don't know who's the villain in that exchange, Ollie or Piers, but
usually I'd say Piers.
Yeah, they can both just delete their Twitter accounts. I think we'll all be safer. Question 4: how many ways are there to make a cup of tea?
James, infinite.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
48.
Tiffin's closer. So James is closer. It's 24 million.
Right.
That's a new research study has found that there are 24 million different combinations.
How have they...
No one can test that.
Like, I think infinite's right. Like, you could... Whatever they've done, you could then at the end, I don't know, stir it with your finger.
It's like the monkeys in the typewriter. If you give them enough time, they'll write Shakespeare. No one's got the time to test... Yeah, theory, just like no one can make 24
minutes. But as in, you could literally do anything. You'd still be making the cup of tea, right? You could always do an alteration. You could stir it anti-clockwise once. There are infinite number of things you could do to it. You could
sprinkle crumbs into it.
I'll give Tiffin a point for that one.
Yeah, I've won through logic. Okay, yes. Which is incredibly gratifying.
No, great. That must feel nice.
So it's 2-1. It's all to play for, guys. Question number 5. Which is the best food to mention on your dating profile to encourage messages?
James, pizza.
No. Pizza.
Oh, like everyone is always like, oh, I love pizza. Or do you?
Paul, cheesy chips. That's because what I would respond to.
Nice.
What, just, I have some cheesy chips.
Got cheesy chips. Lives less than 5 miles away. Yes. I'm on my way.
Is it like a sophisticated food, or is it like...
It's not avocado, is it?
I'm going to give you half a point.
Oh, brunch.
It's guacamole. Which, that's insane. Would you get in touch with someone and say, hey, I saw you were a big guacamole fan?
Absolutely not going to get in touch with anyone who has that on their date profile.
We need to catch up immediately.
Also, like, just guacamole. Like, as in, if someone, like, how do you eat, what, I just have a bowl of guacamole? I'd be like, you're a lunatic.
It's a good point, because what we all really look forward to is the chips that are going to go into the guacamole.
It's the contrast of the crunch and the...
So can you just put guacamole in any context on your...
I'm gonna test it out. I'm gonna
love
just put,
smearing
I'm just gonna...
guacamole all over my balls.
And then chasing people.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna replace
vegan.
Replace the bio with guacamole fan. Guacamole addict, that makes me sound kind of exciting.
Yeah.
As exciting as guacamole can be. And then let's reel in the fish.
Change your name.
I'm imagining a sort of darker guacamole addict, like you're just there in the room, like selling yourself for more avocados.
Yeah. Eating up a spoon.
Selling my body for avocados. Anyway, that's the quiz. You won, I think it was two points to 1.5.
Oh, nice place. Well played. Good quiz.
Well, thank you.
Everyone's a winner.
Apart from the listener. Thank you both for joining me on this. Might be the news, and thank you, listeners, for sitting through it. Thank you for listening to This Might Be the News. If you enjoyed this week's episode, then we would love it if you shared it with all your friends. Even better would be reviewing it on iTunes, which will help other people find us. Cheers!